Hey guys, it's John. I wanted to talk a little bit more about outlining because I got some really good follow-up from some readers. And the thing that people mention the most as alternatives to something like Outline Edit are OmniOutliner and Notes, both of which I think are really great apps and ones that I use and still use. It's just that Outline Edit has filled a specific role in the work that I do. And probably the thing that I find it does the best for me is that when I'm on my Mac and I'm reviewing Mac software, I can pin it to the top layer so that it never disappears. So I'm playing around with you know, a Mac app, trying to figure out what it does, see if there are any bugs, see what I like about it, what I don't, all those kind of things. I can pin the outline to one of the sides of the screen and easily type away and take notes on what I'm doing. While I'm testing out the software. That's really pretty big. The other thing is it's so simple that I never find myself fiddling around with settings or how it looks or anything like that. I just set the size of the typeface that I want to something that's comfortable, and then I start typing. And everything else in terms of moving around different items up and down in the list or navigating the structure is all done through keyboard shortcuts, and they're fairly intuitive. And if you take just a little time to learn what the keyboard shortcuts are that you use frequently for features you use frequently, you can really fly in this app. So that's why I use it and when I use it. I still use Notes, especially for storing things that I find elsewhere, whether it's in Instapaper or Twitter or Nuzzle or anywhere that I find something interesting that I don't have time to deal with right now. And I might want to, maybe it's an app I heard about on, I don't know, Product Hunt or something, and I might want to write about it later. I'll throw it into Notes and I'll take a look at it later a little more closely when I have time. So that's kind of what I use Notes for, as well as some reference materials. And I still use OmniOutliner some for more complex outlines and things that aren't that may be ideas and stories that I'm developing that don't require me to be interacting with something else like a Mac app that I'm reviewing, something that where I'm just outlining and I don't really need any other tool at the time. The problem I have probably with OmniOutliner, the main problem I have with it or criticism I have is the complexity of it. Now that's, you know, it's all that's saying is that it's more tool than I need in most circumstances. It's a very powerful app and there's a lot of stuff in there that I'm sure a lot of people need for specific uses. It's just more than I need because I would find myself fiddling around with the styles and the settings too much to get it to look a certain way when all I really needed to do was get information down. So ultimately, what I find myself doing is using OmniOutliner a lot like I use Outline Edit now, which is just in the default black text on a white background, typing and indenting and outdenting a very simple outline, which is fine, but it's more tool than I needed for that sort of thing. Outline Edit serves that purpose a lot better for me. Now, the other thing about Notes, which I like, is that it's cross-platform. Now, that is a limitation of Outline Edit. You don't have a version of it on iOS. That's not a huge problem because, as I said, I use it at least mainly on my Mac. If I'm then moving over to Ulysses or something where I'm doing my writing, it's super easy just to dump all of that plain text into the document or into the sidebar notes field so I can refer to it while I'm writing. Or you can export it as OPML and open it in another app that supports something like that. I believe OmniOutliner does. So there's that. The limitation that, I guess going back, kind of hopping around a little bit, but going back to Notes, you know, it has a major limitation in the typeface on the Mac, and on iOS, it's just not that easy to indent and outdent. You can long press, and the contextual menu gives you the ability to do that, but I would really like something closer to like what OmniOutliner does, which is really good on iOS. It has an extra row of keys at the top level of the keyboard that lets you do indenting and outdenting of any particular item. So that's a real nice feature of that particular app on iOS. I guess that's about it. We got a big day on the site today. We've got at least 4 reviews coming up, and they're all iOS, I believe. Well, that's not quite true. Well, one of them's, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of them is crosses over between iOS and another platform. But so I think Federico's got 2, I've got 1 short thing, and Brett Terpstra has something coming today too. So pretty cool day. Pretty excited to see all these apps come out. They're really good ones. And I will talk to everybody soon. Bye.